With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Mark Scott, sitting in for Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
You know, when I was a boy listening to rock radio, if you would have told me at that time that someday I'd be sitting in for Jim Santella, I would say, what planet are you on? And here I am, 40 years later.
This must be a very heady experience for you.
Jim is a little under the weather this week, so we're here to talk about theater and the big news this week, the announcement of the Artie Awards nominations.
Well, for the first four categories, and by late tonight, the rest of them, and it's an excellent crop, I think, that if you look out across the city, these nominations reflect the strength and also the breadth of theater offerings in our region. They're really good. Some recent crowd pleasers like American Buffalo at the Irish Classical Theater and August Osage County at the Cavanoke, The Clean House, the Sarah Rule play that Road Less Traveled did, a production I loved, but 33 Variations for Musical Fair, Whipping Man for JRT. Who have we not hit yet, you know? And then you see the rest of the nominations. There's, you know, a gay theater in there with
Limitation of Life,
yes, and then Theater of Youth, and it's, you know, everyone's waiting to see the rest of the nominations come out.
What was the thinking behind breaking up the announcement of the nominations? Because you, in the past, did it at all one time.
Well, it's a lot of work in a short amount of time. In order to do the show by June the 3rd, because the Arties will be June the 3rd at the Town Ballroom, and there's music involved, and Michael Hake, the music director, is always begging me, I need to know who's nominated. He really needs these nominations. And last year, this is actually an online thing. We, for years, could lay them out and get the pictures where we want, and then at midnight, it goes live. Well, ArtVoice readers figured out how to get into the page before it went live, and so it's not really hacking. It's not the Chinese military here, but they stole our thunder, and so we simply held them back until we're sure we're ready. And I think, if anything, it's heightened anticipation. People are eager to know who's nominated.
Now, you just returned from New York City, where you spent several days, and your main reason for going there was an event, and it's new to me, but not to you, the New Dramatists Luncheon.
The New Dramatists Luncheon. I've been going for years and years and years. New Dramatists is an organization that's existed for decades, 75 years or so, and it's an incubator for new plays, and they provide residencies for a group of playwrights. Out of this group of playwrights, 9 of the last 10 Pulitzer Prizes. It's an astonishing group. And so this luncheon attracts everybody on Broadway. So you're there having lunch, and it's like, oh, look, there's Vanessa Williams. Oh, look, there's a Cecily Tyson. And always a great honoree that Meryl Streep will be at that lunch. I also stop by the Obies and get a look at what other award shows are doing. Meryl Streep was there. But this time of year, with the Tony Award nominations out, everybody's out everywhere. Judith Light there saying hello to everybody because, you know, third nomination in a row.
Well, you saw Assembled Party starring Ms. Light.
Yes, and she is phenomenal. I wouldn't be surprised. She has a good chance of winning a second Tony in a row. A whole different direction for her career. I think people who know her through television, what was the name of that show? Now she's also on Law and Order.
She was on Dallas this season.
Oh, yes, your guilty pleasure. Mm-hmm. Dallas. But she's this major Broadway personality now. And so it's fun to see that. I got to see Nathan Lane in The Nance, the new Christopher Durang play, Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike, which has Sigourney Weaver. And these people are very much present in the Broadway scene. It's a small bit of real estate. To be a Broadway star is to be very, very famous indeed in a very small territory in the middle of Manhattan.
And finally, we have a few seconds left to focus on some local theater.
Oh, yeah, and there's a lot up right now. The season used to end. It doesn't anymore. Again, like the Artie nominations, it reflects the breadth and the excellence of theater. There's, you know, Breath Boom over at Ujima Theater Company about a girl in a gang. It's about The Normal Heart, the classic play about AIDS down at Buffalo United Artists. The God of Isaac at the Jewish Repertory Theater. A children's show, Flat Stanley, based on the great book, but there's, you know, a lot out there, and it will just continue.
And Closing on the Waterfront, presented by New Phoenix.
Which I did see this week, and it's really quite nice. A handsome performance by Richard Lambert.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Mark Scott.
And I'm Anthony Chase.